As Pichu starts working a warm feminine dragon tails-like figure called Linda walks in as she says, "Hi, I am here to help Julia from Sesame Street-like figures like yourself by giving them company." Pichu has a slightly annoyed long sigh as they say, "I am really trying to advance myself and move forward in a lot of other things." Linda the dragon has a knowing grin as they say, "Yes, this may be very true, yet unless you're living in reality, you're most likely not moving forwards very much." Pichu, getting a very annoyed look, says, "Increasingly, we are living in a world a person can't even afford to be weak. There are others who need me to be strong, including myself." Linda puts her hands on her hips with a slightly mischievous grin as they say, "How long have you been living in this attic?" As Pichu sighs and says, "I am not sure, I guess around 8 years. Linda has a slightly mischievous chuckle as she says, "How hard have you been applying yourself since ending up in the attic?" As Pichu has a very desperate change in expression, they exclaim, "Pretty damn hard." Linda grin grows a bit as they ask, "So what exactly is holding you back?" As Pichu has slight grimace as they say, "I am too disabled." Linda says, "Yup, that appears to be the facts, and it seems any kind of false self or trying to work past it doesn't seem to be working that well, so if you want to move forwards for actual real, you need shadow integration to who you are in realist terms." Pichu thinks as they say, "It's nuts, I understand everything, it is just my mind is so dissociated, I need to do a routine or nothing works at all." Linda says, "I love loser dorks," as she gives Pichu and hug and a kiss on the cheek as she says, "I know you understand everything, you just need to apply it, and I know even then you know how to do it, it is just now we are really going to do it, and its reality is you're such a Julia." As Pichu gets cold shells, they say, "Things are very dangerous and I need to be at my highest caliber and seek to make changes, and far more, it is a very big deal." Linda folds her arms saying, "And the fact you are such a big autistic and loser weenie is as well a very big deal too, and if you want to advance as that RPG adventurer you need to be doing it accurately, because it appears doing anything otherwise hasn't worked out much, has it?" Pichu face palms and gags as they exclaim, "I suck," as Linda has a warm chuckle as she says with a playful nudge, "No, you're a total loser, but even the dorkiest, weakest Rudolphs and Burpee Hoods ponies can still make positive changes, it is just you tend to do things kinda dorky." Pichu opens a box as Sam Van and Bunny hops out as Pichu says, "Gosh, my early life necromancer Viperon lizard phone was a very narcissistic creation, and to make it realist it is just a shitty minion dorky kobold-like flunky." Linda the dragon says, "Makes sense, especially since that early life Dungeons and Dragons character was made by stream of consciousness based on yourself, but didn't we figure out you had your early life self very wrong, where you were a copper dragon and fairy dragons are basically the same thing, meaning it was more dorky Monty Python than horror films, so perhaps back then Halloween was the dreamlike psychedelics that defines you now." Sam Van and Bunny says, "First off, I must note that basically all necromancer archetypes are in fact very narcissistic, where to spread fear makes them feel big is its superficial point. However, beside the point, Pichu, how you move forward is by doing things for others. The transpersonal goals is where health resides." Pichu has a sigh of relief as they say, "I feel so much better hearing that." Sam Van and Bunny sighs as they say, "Do you recall in earlier life you disliked the concept that Satanism is goth, where real goth was bit unlike what the media presented it as?" Pichu thinks as they say, "Actually, you're right, I said something more, that goth is more understanding of things, cultured outcasts." Sam Van and sighs as they say, "Yes, because that would be healthy goth, and perhaps even knowingly the sort of goth presented on the media was skewed towards narcissism to skew superficiality into an otherwise meaningful vision of a compassionate pluralism." Sam Van and Bunny said, "Goth and what it was before defaced was basically religion became hateful and narcissistic, and a lot of things strange, foreign and bizarre culture ostracized was hiddenly beautiful." Sam Van and says, "As well as a loser omega creature, it just makes sense, because being among what is excluded, it was second nature that goth would be something you could relate to, and as well in your autism it's possible you don't judge things the same as others." Adding to that, as Pichu looks at the clock, they say, "Okay, I need to cook the liver and onions so I can make liver and onions pizza tonight if my uncle takes me to that pub." Linda the dragon chuckles as they say, "For all you know, you just invented your own pizza nobody formally considered." As Sam Van and Bunny has a strange look, they say, "I could only hope your uncle does take you to a pub, as otherwise you will be staring at some likely poorly cooked liver and onions to consume, where putting it on pizza easily may be better than just eating it straight, no matter how convoluted." With the sounds of slams, bangs, and sizzling butter, eventually Pichu returns where the deed has been done, and they've got the liver and onions ready for pizza tonight. If we go there at least. Bright Heart Raccoon steps in and says, "Hey Pichu, I know you got a hard time with logic about certain things, and I may have a solution to your data hoard problem, and it is called a NAS server. You see, I know just hooking up tons of hard drives to your computer works, but at times you want data backups and more, and with a NAS server you copy data among many drives at once, and it may free up SATA ports on your motherboard too. Basically, with a NAS server, if a drive dies, it has a backup right there if you configured it right." Linda thinks and says, "There are external hard drives too, and perhaps they are made to turn it off with your computer as you're using them, especially some of them." Pichu thinks, scratching their chin as they say, "This is the kind of thing I can find difficult, because I've got a hard time trusting most hardware." Bright Heart Raccoon looks into Pichu's computer case as they have a grin of nervous laughter as they say, "You've surely got an interesting setup for sure." As Derpy Hood stretches out at their computer chair, they put on cool glasses as they say, "I got a Hydra system where I use a hot swap bay to cycle through over 16 Linux distros, changing cycling through them daily." Linda has a big dorky grin as they say, with slight tone of gently mocking sarcasm, "Yet pretty impressive of you, these are all autistic games because you're entrapped and frustrated." Derpy Hood turns back to Pichu as Pichu says, "Yes, that is quite factually true," as there is slight track of canned laughter. Sam Van and Bunny says what you need to fix on is the ways you can do things that help others, where if you want to make changes, even small things can be very important, and perhaps there are things a creature like you can still do that people with more ability have no time for, sorta like you helping your grandmother is important, but mostly others just won't, so it is good you can do this. Rainbow Dash flies in and says, if the world is in trouble, I want to do something that is cool. I mean, I was made for this, as Sam Van and Bunny says that maybe, but I don't think Pichu is real. Talking to stuffed animals and having boyfriends much did have such aspiration is much a different kind of vision that is more feminine, and with realism they might be more combat medic than Wonderbolt, if not even obviously. Sam Van sighs as they say, it is in fact hard to be a bumbling child like Ophin, a world of conflict that is existential. Abika Dubby flies in with her pixie wand as they land, folding their arms, saying, I always thought boy stuff was stupid and unsophisticated, and I think being a sissy type person does have more meaning, Pichu. Sam Van and Bunny intrigued thinks deeply as they say, what is most likely upsetting Pichu is that being that impaired in such a way, they have surely throughout their years seen the ugly side of life, and people harshly thus threats are so much more believable, vivid and real. In a landscape of politicians paving like 4-year-olds to a person like Pichu who has seen many times people show a side of themselves they don't really show to others, so obviously these aren't just ideas to them, these are, they have basically already been their abusive realities. When a person like Pichu has ended up in mental hospitals only to see staff so seemingly uncharacteristically cruel, it is as if they have not jobs there merely to bully others exactingly as a game, they can just see and feel what these threats mean so vividly. If you take a random person off the street and a person with ripe PTSD and threaten them, the random person off the street may blow it off just a superficial jerk idiots, but the person with PTSD is so much more likely to see the spirit if it was quite true and genuine, and bearing in mind Pichu is already a touch weak and vulnerable, it makes it quite more realistic. Sam Van sighs as they say, in the service if a person gets such PTSD and they want to keep them around, they often assign them to things that weaponize it, like Pichu's hypervigilance could make them better at threat detection or more willing to take risks. Linda the Dragon thinks as they say, actually Pichu has a problem with it, their life history is full of kinda risky daring things that rationally such a dork shouldn't even be doing. Sam Van sighs as they say, as well, not commonly a person with Pichu's nature may somehow relate more to people who are a bit edgy hypervigilant themselves too, very much explaining how they could relate to such wrong crowds. Linda the Dragon smirks as they say, with a slightly comical side, it is why Pichu is such an adult baby person, which is somewhat comical as the cognitively disabled are already known to be bit age regressed, but the talking to stuffed animals therapy takes it a step farther. A Leprechaun remarks, yes, a fairy dragon is such a preschooly thing, in fact way more a sissy creature than most fairies even are, closer to littlest of little girls themselves than grander, yet the dragon in them gives them a nice mischievous kick spark that makes them seemingly illogical out of place company of Nayarski, at the preschool fairy dragon relatable in that regard, so I can see what you're saying factually. Sam Vannon says, I understand how your early life lizard phone character debiased from mislead narcissism is humbling and is in fact a sign of a road to progress as much as true clarity and understanding. A few hours later as Pichu tumbles through the door, Linda scoffs as they say, it appears your uncle talks too much at the bar pub, don't they? Pichu sits at their computer chair as they say, yet it can be an understatement, as a ghostly glowing eerie liver and onions pizza floats around the room ominously. Linda the Dragon says, how about I remove some complexity from this, you're just a two-dimensional autistic preschooly creature that always does the same dumb autistic rituals. As the spirit of random high alcohol by volume beer chuckles, Linda the Dragon says, such a surreal through the looking glass autistic, very often the spirit and concept of something can hit you as hard as the real life does. A meteorite floats in from outer space and says, yes, it understands as it nuzzles closer to Pichu affectionately. Sam Van and Bunny says, you can see what I mean by narcissism is a defense mechanism, a part of Pichu wants to pretend they are stronger, but the real shadow integrated them is they are a weak, a sissified queer and advance a silly dorky grilly things does. As Pichu hugs Sam Van and Bunny, they have a strange expression as they say, normally I would inwardly feel that a worthless thing like Pichu has no value, but increasingly as they are nice to me there is a growing magic reframing things. As the spirit of the high alcohol by volume beer snickers, Pichu's lightweight nature is floating through surrealist dimensions, there is almost a war over Pichu's heart and mind as the Hanna Dragon magic girl is calling them to try the house of the spirit dragon again, as Bustamante wants them to do various upthink things. As Pichu feels emotions about Rebels Dungeons and Dragons games and places they have been, Princess Celesta is jaw-dropped by the constellations they see in the sky. As Sam Van and Bunny approaches Pichu, they say, perhaps in your surrealism maybe these deceivingly simple things are worthwhile and transform as you put in more energy. As Steve Hassan the cult expert gets a grin into the dragon starts to dance around a bit to the dorky musical tune. Bustamante says, from beyond Derby, I know you talked to a stuffed animal of me and your autism, you did one thing right, it is true that idealists are often the ones who make big changes, especially when life goes wrong, and that forget all I told you and listen to your heart's vision of what brought you to these things to begin with. As the Hindu god Shiva begins to dance as the world is reduced to ash, Linda the dragon hugs Pichu deeper as the preschool worlds take on deeper life and dimensions. Elmo approaches Pichu and says, what if I could make your Vibron lizard phone alive and real and explain why people should be scared, it's alive in non-narcissistic superficial terms. Pichu has a look of impaired disbelief as Elmo explains, you're bringing the dead to life, yet not in scary yucky terms but in magical awake and purify terms. Elmo says, the world forgets so easily, but as a dorky Rudolph reindeer you don't forget, and you can awaken them to Christmas as you have done before. Elmo says, bring your tears to life and make them remember, and then, like the phrase, the greatest flowers grow from the deepest hurts, you may have something. As Will Scarlet's eyes begin to open as they kick a table aside, marching forwards in a drunken stupor, something speaks to their heart as they exclaim, I am not dead, the world is. As a leprechaun gets a face of dire expression, they say it's a dragon, and as the key to high level manifests as Elminster, the mage gets a knowing grin, they say, fairy dragon, it is no mistake, you have came to power as the world is in need of rebirth of your psychedelic breath weapon. As a level 10 true Dunomer is inadvertently cast through fluid chaos magic, the fairy world counts at the rumbling tremors of the power of a true dragon as the world of dragons begins to raise an eyebrow as things begin to drift into the dreams of surrealism as reality undoes itself. As Vecna the Lich struggles, eventually they are blown back as the song dances forward as the landscape begins reframing. As Salvador Dali stands defiant at the rising Mussolini like a necromancer, Salvador Dali puts their hands into the dirt and sends as they say, spirit of the land and earth, remember. As a million armies of past worlds lie defeated in fire, the spirit of Machiavelli stands in regal approval as Pichu puts their hands into a strange dark gauntlet as the spirit of Sun Tzu says, Stravon Zarevich is toxic and it takes the idealist to wield the sun sword. As Sun Tzu stands, this is not simply a battle, it's light and darkness itself, and as a fairy of the world of little girls, allow the world of political realism to eclipse into vision. And as a very large dragon emerges, a little girl points their finger into the horizon as the earth begins to shake as the dragon prepares a breath weapon as its mouth begins to smoke with the spirit of the factual ancients. Linda the dragon puts a hand onto Pichu's shoulder as they say, be the retard, just do it, as the femdom symbol of the hyena invokes. As Cinder the dragon can feel an emerging force, something form nameless legends awakes. As people begin to stir to life as the figure of a massive dragon begins to manifest behind the leprechaun, Linda the dragon gets a growing wide grin as they say, that's the autism done right. And Stravon Zarevich is ran through by cannon. The mouse folk's sun sword rapier blade, as the vampire looks weakly up towards the mouse folk, they see visions of the nameless past as the sheriff of Nottingham begins having panic as they shriek out loud, getting visions as if darkness and idealism was one entwined in the same. Gizban walks into the room in disbelief as they scoff, exclaiming, my lord, what is wrong with you? As the sheriff of Nottingham has crazy eyes, screaming, saying, like a madman, we were wrong, idealism is the devil, the moral is the nightmare. Gizban has a sigh of mercy as they say, it must be something you ate, perhaps the mutt was moldy, I will have the cook chef whipped for their incompetence. The sheriff of Nottingham stares at Gizban, saying, go ahead, walk into the next room, as Gizban raises an eyebrow, saying, surely I have no problem, as they roll their eyes, cussing in confusion. As Gizban pulls out their sword, marching into the next room, they see the body of Stravon Zarevich limp and lifeless as a mousefolk is wiping blood of a blade with rag. Gizban scoffs and say, no, very good, and to any political realism you down a problem for another to take its place, perhaps even worse. As the mousefolk has a strange stare, Gizban says, oh, I see, so now you take their place, well, in that then you are the evil in this world, as the cycle continues, so now the peasants will be confused at your real politic and many other things they don't understand, as you're seeing the truth through the looking glass. As Gizban takes things and getting a vision, like people think that queens would be too soft but in reality are often strangely often pretty harsh, they say, wait, sheriff of Nottingham actually meant idealism is the factual evil of evils. As the guards grab Gizban like cannon, the mouse folk is like a demented strongman politician, there is no mistake, the masses are hungry for vengeance as they toss Gizban to their knees before cannon the mouse folk, as Gizban gets cold shells as they bark in protest, the masses are stupid, though social class exists for a reason, people factually aren't equal, and anybody educated knows that. And like a chapter out of Oswald Spengler, as the kingdom is torn apart by the raising Caesar, the drama that cannon the mouse folk went through towards getting there affected their sanity through PTSD's hypervigilance as their idealism influences the masses. At first cannon the mouse folk seems they are an answer to the people's problems as real as even a part of themselves believe it too, yet statecraft is a pattern that emerges all its own, and idealism and generosity quickly falls short of functional realities. Yet for the first time in generations, Ravenloft has its first true election as hues of democracy stir to life. Linda the dragon puts her hands on her hips and says, okay Pichu, the story is long. Enough, you're still a silly creature, you're still a disabled person who talks to stuffed animals, and this escapism is just exactly that, just silly fiction. As Chowder the dog lumbers in, they say, okay Derpy Berry Muffin Cake, I think it's long enough, your point has been made. A strawberry shortcake wanders in thinking, saying, Pichu, are you going to puke after eating that liver and onions pizza because you look like it? And as Derpy Hooves has bent over a toilet purging strangely, even though the liver and onions was cooked, perhaps some foods don't mix.